Does that make sense?
You have to approve it for this year.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's not your problem.
Hopefully all of us can hear us.
I can hear you, not very loud, but I can hear you.
Okay.
I just get exhausted.
Yeah, this is, gonna pick up everything, so it's all very good.
Okay. Alright, whenever you're ready.
Alright. So, okay, I'm gonna call the January 24th, Board of Trustees meeting to order. I just wanna mention everybody before we begin, we will be recording this and it'll be live streamed on Facebook Live on the Jerusalem Township Government Facebook page. Alright, so now I'd like to request a moment of silence followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Joel, roll call please.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Will Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sauer.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Alright, we have, everyone should have received the minutes from the January 10th meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I second that.
Second by Bo.
Roll call Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Will Miller.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Very good. Joel, please. Alright, Joel, fiscal officer.
Everybody have their financial reports?
Yes, yeah.
$608,733.84 in pooled investments, $563,657.58 in checking, with warrant numbers 21427 through 21486 to approve tonight totaling $25,901.34. And then there's one copy floating around of receipts since the beginning of the year, just totaling $5,419.91.
Is there a motion to approve the financials as read?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Second Dave Bench. Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sauer.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Joel. Mm-hmm. All right, report from the zoning department.
The only thing I have tonight is in your mailboxes, you should have got the accomplishments for 2022 for the zoning and the total permits for 2022. I didn't know if you had any questions or additions to those. If not, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Mary is on.
Gary, Rec Department.
Hi guys, can you hear me?
We can, loud and clear.
All right. So I emailed you guys a bunch of notes because it's been a while since I've been on. I don't know, did you guys all get those?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Yep, I will read through those right now quickly because that's kind of a bunch of them. This is more for everybody who's listening. So just a friendly reminder to clean up after your dogs when using the walking path at the rec field. I strongly encourage all the community members to take advantage of the facilities. I just ask you to please clean up your dogs. We've had several students at the elementary step in dog poop and dragged it into the school because the students are out there using those fields when we go outside for recess. I purchased some doggy bags and I hung those up out there. So there's plenty of bags in there and there's a waste basket that I check every single day to make sure that people are using it. So that's that. The second part is, this kind of came out of nowhere. I had a 30-minute Zoom meeting last week with the fitness court. There's one at the Oregon Rec, and I wanted to look into seeing the total cost of it just to see if it'd be worth looking into putting one in Jerusalem, because I heard that there's a lot of grants available for those to bring the cost down exponentially. So in the meeting, I found out that we would potentially qualify for a $30,000 grant to bring one of those. Unfortunately, the entire project cost a lot more money than I thought, between $150,000 and $170,000. So after that meeting, I was a little discouraged with that. I'm going to take some of the details back to the rec board. I have an email up to them, and we're going to discuss that just to see if that's an avenue we want to take for the future, or what if we want to, look at move forward with that project or focus our energy on something different. So, speaking of moving on to other, I mean, sorry, I'm going really fast. You guys have any questions about that?
Yeah, Gary, on that fitness court, you're talking about a heated building and everything, and all the intimate, you know, the toilets and hot water and all this and water. No?
Did you hear that, Gary?
I had nope, I did not.
Okay. He was asking, is this a building or is it a...
No, I'm sorry. So fitness court is an outdoor fitness facility. It's like around the size of a half tennis court, and it just has all these different outdoor exercise equipment you can use. Yeah, basically a bunch of different stations. So if in nicer weather or if people want to be outside, they can go there and get a little workout in. Sorry, I probably should have prefaced that. If anybody had an idea what the fitness court was. Yeah, it's basically half of a tennis court with a bunch of different exercise stations and equipment on it. That's all weather resistant. I mean, they're really neat. Oregon Rec has one, and I first saw them at the Mishawaka in Indiana. I'm friends with their recreation director, and he walked me through that last summer when I went there to visit. And I mean, it's phenomenal. So I just wanted to, I reached out to them just to see, you know, what it was or, you know, everything that went into it. Because he was telling me that he got a lot of his paid for through grants. I think it might be a little bit more than I would like to focus on, but I'm going to take that back and see if, I'll get around to see if that's something worth bringing out here. So, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Speaking of focusing different energies, I'm also looking into various cost-efficient avenues for an update on Joburg Park. Jerusalem Elementary might be renovating their playground with new playground equipment in the near future. If that comes to fruition, I've had conversations with Principal Straka about donating some of the old playground equipment that the elementary is looking to get rid of. So, I mean, nothing out there is broken. It's all very usable equipment. They're just looking to update because they got some monies from the parent group has raised a lot more money than we've done in the past in elementary. So they're looking for bigger things to do out there with the playground. So that is a possibility. But a lot of things has to happen first before we get that equipment, if that's even a possibility. In my last rec board meeting in December, we had talked about what to do with that place out there. And I think it can be a consensus that we want to look into seeing what we can provide the community with out there instead of just kind of letting it go. So that's something that's probably going to happen. I'd like for it to happen sometime this year. So any questions about that little piece?
No?
No.
Very good.
Awesome. Hall rentals seem to be going well. We've had a lot of phone calls in. I've had some positive feedback from the community in regards to moving the calendar online and putting the lease agreement online as well. So how that's been going is when they fill out a lease agreement in the Google Forms, I get an email. I immediately call them and book it. I have them send the payment in to the township hall. And then and Joel can hear me, and I need to get a better job of doing this as well. But I take those Google Forms and I forward them to Joel so he has them. So then we can just match it up. I'm still giving residents the option to print off and mail in both the check and the lease agreement together. This is just a way to kind of move it along with people who don't have printers at home or try to like do everything online. So the next part is the recreation part of the township website has been updated with current information, updated rec board members. Bob Graham has not been a rec board member since I've taken over last May. He was replaced with Vivian Stuhler. And I know, Mark, you had asked about that earlier in December. And I'm unaware if there's ever been a formal hiring process with her or what.
I think all you need to do is come to the trustees and ask to formalize the appointments that you recommend.
Okay. So she's not, I don't know if she's officially that's happened yet.
Didn't yes. we talk about this? I thought it.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah.
Actually, I think when Mike was still on the.
I know it's brought up.
I think it's Katowski.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. So I updated that with the bio of myself along with a picture for residents to put a face to the name and updated the contact information for myself for rec questions as well as hall rental. So basically I just took that, emailed Neon Goldfish, and they updated the rec part of the website. The next bullet point is in 2023, the rec board plans to hold quarterly meetings instead of monthly meetings. We still communicate regularly with various things, but no longer hold formal meetings each month. The dates of those meetings are going to be Tuesday, March 7th, Tuesday, June 6th, Tuesday, September 5th, and Tuesday, December 5th. I have also created a Google folder for all the meeting minutes. I'm going to look through old documents in the rec storage to try to find minutes from previous meetings, to scan them in and upload them to that folder, and that folder will be available to view on the rec page of the township, of the township website. I have an email to Neon Goldfish just waiting to create that link. I don't think it's been created. I don't think they've updated the website with that yet. Any questions about that?
Sounds good.
Awesome. So now to youth sports. Basketball season ended in December. We had 25 Jerusalem Township residents participating in basketball. Volleyball season started up. I don't know exactly how many residents we have participating in volleyball, but I know that when scheduling the practices, I requested that only teams with Jerusalem students use Jerusalem Elementary. They have no problem doing that, and the gym is full every single night with teams. So it's fantastic. A lot of kiddos practicing for volleyball. Moving on to the next part, received lots of feedback from the township about the Christmas party we had. We're going to reevaluate it moving forward and make a couple of changes. We're looking to work with the elementary and piggyback off of the Santa shop and their holiday celebration that they have in early December that has hundreds of people attend. I talked with Chief Parcelletti about this after the Christmas party earlier, and I think we're on board with doing something like that. It's a way to get a lot more people involved. We're going to get more details as it gets closer to Christmas with it, but just an idea of that moving forward. And the last thing is we have a tentative date for a community party on Wednesday, May 24th, 2023. This is the very early preliminary thing. So the reason that date's important is that the elementary will have our annual field jam celebration. It's where it's like an end of the year celebration, but it's a combination of my field day as a phys ed teacher and our parents group sponsoring a jet jam carnival. After COVID, this is one thing that we did, and it's an awesome day. So the parents group funds $5,000 worth of inflatables. And it's not just little bouncy houses. It's like a 22-foot slide. It's a huge fire. I mean, they're enormous and they're phenomenal. And I'm the one that's in charge of scheduling all of that and doing that. And last year, the company that we used to rent the inflatables dropped them off a day before. So we had the elementary kids come and play with them that night. It's like a free use of $5,000 worth of inflatables. So this year I looked into doing the same thing, and at no extra cost to the parents group who's funding this, they're going to drop them off the day before, and then they're not going to pick them up till Thursday. So we're going to have all night with $5,000 worth of inflatables just chilling at the elementary. So I talked to Mr. Strock about, hey, maybe I want to use these. I don't want them just to sit there and doing nothing. So I talked to him about potentially having a fun day for the community out there at the elementary and the rec fields on Wednesday the 24th after our field day in that evening. Mr. Strock was all about it. We just got to figure out some logistics with the schools and liability after hours and whatnot. And I have a meeting set with Mr. Straka and Dean Sandwich about that later on this month, maybe early into February. So if that happens, I would like the rec department to potentially sponsor the event to offset the cost, something small. But once we figure it out, it's just more, once we get more details on it, I'll bring something more formal to you guys. I just wanted to plant that seed because it's going to be really, really cool.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
I've talked a lot. Sorry, do you guys have anything else for me?
No, the plans all sound excellent. Thank you very much.
So this 24th would replace the one that we did in September last year?
Nope.
Are we still going to have? Okay. Just curious.
Yep, This is just something that it's the stuff is there, so I don't want to. I want to do something. You know what I mean? It's not gonna replace part of
multiple events.
Multiple. That's cool.
Yeah, this is just. It's like. It's there, so let's just do something with it. You know what I mean? Because if we didn't do something, I wouldn't be doing my job with this. Like it's gonna be awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. Very good. Thank you, Gary. Any other questions?
No problem.
Hearing none, moving on. Chief Parcelletti.
Good evening, everyone. Don't have a lot to report as far as fire department. Everything's been just going status quo and that. But obviously with the weather forecast and the approaching weather, if anyone has any particular problems, understand that we work with maintenance. They'll typically plow the way for us if they're available. And so sometimes it is a delay. Primary medic here, there's a four-wheel drive, so we should be able to get to our locations as quickly as reasonable. The other thing I want to say is if, and I really doubt that this will happen, if in the event we should lose power in the community, I'll work with the trustees, but because the complex is on a generator system here, it's very unlikely that we would have any challenges. We would be able to create a warming station here in the at the township and open up the hall and help with all of that. So, again, I don't really think it's going to happen. It's just a snowfall, and it'll be a little bit of a challenge for some traveling. Schools have closed already, so that announcement already is on the air. And but if anyone has a problem, just call it in, and we'll help you out. Other than that, trustees, I really don't have anything else to report. Everything's going fine for us.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief?
Nope. No.
Okay. Kevin, Maintenance Department report.
Just a couple of quick notes. We had some repairs on the 550 we had to get done this week. It actually broke a turbo tube on it. So we got that fixed. Everything at this point is ready for tomorrow. With the exception, we got a full burial tomorrow afternoon. So I have Eric and the part-time help, Ray, are going to do the funeral. And I'm going to just try to keep the big truck running around. Sounds like the heavier stuff will be in the afternoon. Unfortunately, that's when the funeral is supposed to take place. But we may fall a little behind, but after like 3 o'clock, we should start catching up pretty quick as the snow starts to lighten up. But it is nice to see everybody here. Everybody's already been to the store, got their gallon of milk and all their bread. So, you know, for the tight snow we're getting is gonna be very heavy. I wouldn't look for a lot of blowing. Its temperature's gonna have to drop pretty quick and freeze dry some of it to really get it moving. So hopefully it's only like a day event. By Thursday, by lunchtime, we should be in good shape. I've talked to Lucas County. They are not going to have anybody out here until like 7:30 tomorrow morning. They promised 2 trucks until like after 2. So up till 7:30, I wouldn't look for a red dump truck running on any county road. But that tentatively is what their schedule is for tomorrow. Okay. And that's all I got, unless you guys got something for us.
Nothing, anything for Kevin?
Nope.
All right, thank you, Kevin. And no report from Food Pantry today. Okay, any report from Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy District?
Can you hear me, Mark?
We can, yes, loud and clear.
All right, very good. No, we do not have any updates for this evening, but I want to compliment you folks on getting this broadcasted, and I can hear you perfectly this evening, so thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Moving on to old business. Any questions for the Conservancy District?
Yes, Elvis, did you get those pumps on working there at all?
The last that I talked to Chris, she was going down to check them, and if there was an issue, then TAS was coming out to take a look at it. So I'll follow up with Chris and make sure that everything's good. And honestly, if it wasn't, I probably already would have heard from her, so I think we're in good shape. I'll let you know if I find anything different.
Thank you, Elvis.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, moving on to old business. Bo, update on the proposed cleanup near the salt shed.
Yes, I met with Todd yesterday, and talked about the, you know, the concrete that's over there and the storm sewer, or not storm sewer, the old storm cellar. And his recommendation, Kevin, was it would be cheaper for them just to haul. They'll throw them tiles right in the dump truck, and they'll take them to their yard and run through their concrete plant sometime instead of hauling them and breaking them. So he said he had a lot of meetings this week, so he's hoping to have me a price next week on it with what they were going to do. So, and he even said if they've got the excavator here and you want, they may, if you wanted to stack them other blocks on them bins higher, one more row higher, it wouldn't take anything because they'll have it here. So
that's all good. Okay, thank you. Joel, year end?
Just want to, we closed 2022 and there'll be a notice in the press as required by law for people in the future, once it gets filed with the auditor of state, to look at what was submitted.
Very good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Joel, a permanent appropriation?
Should have something in February for permanent appropriations, and you have been giving me dollar amounts for various things to make sure I include it. So if the salt shed cleanup is one of them, is it going to be a lot of money, you think? Probably not.
He's talking, it was like a 2-day project is what they were.
I mean, I'm talking like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. No. That kind of stuff I need to know. But the smaller stuff is probably okay. It's Kevin's budget anyway, so. What he doesn't know is fine. No, but like for like you, Dave, maybe have something that the stormwater reimbursement, I still gotta know like what that is. So.
Yeah, that's one thing I gotta come in on.
But yep, okay. I'm all set.
All right, Joel, approval of Lake Erie tree invoice?
Could pick on somebody else if you would like. So Lake Erie tree gave me an invoice, send the pile there for $7,500. That was $7,500, $6,500? Whatever, okay. It's in there. Who cares? It's okay. But it was last year's approval at $8,000, but it's this year's money, so I need a new motion to spend that money with 2023 money, even though in 2022 you approved it. So, I guess you do have to find my loan. It's also on that.
$6,500.
Okay. So I just need a motion to...
Here it is.
Do what you already did last year and prove it to this year's money.
Okay, Lake Erie Tree Service, tree trim for snow removal, trimming trees, all resulting brush and wood debris being removed, amount of $6,500. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
And a second?
I can second that.
And Bill Miller. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Seller.
Yes.
Paul Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Very good, thank you. Dave, Corduroy Road, demolition permit.
I called the contractor and he said that he had the permit and he would probably after this storm, he'd probably get started.
Okay, very good.
He just got the permit too.
Okay. All right. And then also Dave Rachel Road.
Also talked to the contractor, and he said we hadn't signed a paper yet. I thought maybe he'd be here tonight, but so the county will even show him where the sewer is or stuff like that. So
to
take care of the well and
sewer and well.
Yeah,
very good. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Any other old business? Hearing none. Moving on to new business. We haven't received it yet, but the Cooley Canal Yacht Club has applied for a Sunday liquor license. We will be contacted by the state to ask if we have any objections to the approval of their Sunday liquor license. let only open it up if there's any discussion amongst the trustees. Any objections?
No, they wouldn't.
We did have the issue come before us a couple years ago. We voiced no objections. Unfortunately, it didn't go through. So they're now reapplying. So I'd like to basically request approval at this point that when that does come in from the state, that we'll respond with no objections.
I have no problem.
I will
need a motion?
Motion, Bob Miller.
Second. Motion, I'll second.
Okay.
Dave Bench. Roll call, Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Any other new business? Okay.
I always thought they had a Sunday one.
Events and meetings. Dave, the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments, the administrator's technical advisory committee meeting was the 11th of January.
Yep. Springfield Township, nice to ride. I'll just give you the highlights. Basically, they read off that it's 1.1 million overtime they've had in the last, it'd be the last 4 years. And from the 19 budget to the 23 budget, they're 4.4 million over. And they were supposed to save us money, but that's the way it is. Let's see, and we see 2024 is the last time that we get the 25% subsidy budget. And let's see, they currently have 120 employed. And I think when I reported in November, they had about 115, I think, or 10, somewhere around there. So they're gaining, but not by much. And they're, you know, they really want to have 140, and they got... I think they got 10 more people coming in again in February. Or they're just constantly hiring, and they're constantly losing people.
If I remember correctly, this consolidation was intended to result in economies of scale that would equal a 33% reduction in expenses.
And we're 4.4 million over.
So that never saw the savings.
That's our county. And also then. I guess I could do it now, but I would like, let's see where we at. Get my papers.
All right. Thank you for representing us before the ARCOG and the TAC committee.
I got one more paper. Okay. Stacy Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
I guess I could mention it right now when we went to the. Temecog, the General Assembly, the caucus was there. I talked to State Senator Gavarone, and she wanted to see all the articles on this for that so we can get the 911 through the Senate and have a bill there.
And so for it to help with funding.
Yeah, to help with funding. And let me, I got that somewhere here. Maybe it is here.
Is it the...
Yeah, here it is. I'll read this quick. Yeah. Matt Hiram sent this out as follow-up to the Administrator's Technical Advisory Committee, TAC, meeting. Please find attached the two draft pieces of legislation developed by the Legislative Service Commissioner through then-Representative, now Commissioner Sabaki's office. The difference between the two drafts are one allows a county with a consolidated 911 to convert property tax to a fee or wireless devices not to exceed the percentage of the state and local sales tax rate, and the other establishes language similar to the TARDA language passed in House Bill 110 last year. We're hoping that this goes through the Senate and everything down in Columbus, so we have a way to pay for this.
It'll help at least fund a portion of it, right?
Well, it could.
You think it'll fund the entire thing?
It could, yeah, it could.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay. Any questions for Dave on 911? Okay. Stormwater Coalition meeting was January 19th. Any update on that?
No. I got Dave's voicemail, Lee. I did not make it to that meeting, and it was a pretty short meeting from what I picked up. It was a half an hour. It was all the way in Bowling Green.
Yeah.
So they did a they approved the meeting minutes from the previous meeting that I was at, and then the action was to approve the renewal of the Clear Choices Clean Water Program contract. So, and that runs through 2025.
Okay. So. Okay. Thank you. All right, the TEMACOG General Assembly was Friday, January 20th. Dave, any update you want to give? And I'll follow with one as well.
Okay. We did an awful lot of networking. We talked to our engineer. We talked to the Ottawa County engineer and State Senator Gavarone. We talked to her there. So there was a lot of networking going on, and that's what we go for. It's not what we talked about at the... At the caucus, really. I thought we accomplished a lot there.
Yeah, there were some very good connections.
Yeah.
Right. During the caucus is an opportunity for various groups to get together and share issues and findings. And so we're part of the Township Caucus. Some of the topics that were discussed at the Township Caucus included the State Route 23 connection. Obviously, the folks in Columbus are very interested in getting a more direct route. There was a lot of talk about current inflation pressures. There was some discussion of the Lucas County Sheriff funding with respect to townships. There was some discussion of the Lucas County 911 consolidation, as Dave already reported on, and there were a number of other local issues that really don't directly affect Jerusalem Township because they were fairly localized. Senator Teresa Gavarone, state senator, did attend that township caucus, as Dave indicated. She spoke a little bit about her commitment to reducing unnecessary red tape, and she did encourage folks to go to the website, which is cutredtape.ohio.gov, and there's ideas out there and forms that one can fill out to recommend that something be streamlined. The keynote address was all about, there were two of them, all about the impact of electric vehicles on transportation logistics and the economy. We had a speaker from Drive Ohio, which is a division of Ohio Department of Transportation, and a speaker from Drive Electric Ohio. That was the TEMACOG General Assembly. Any questions?
Did you go out and buy one right away?
The gentleman I sat next to at the luncheon was telling me all about the electric vehicle he had on order, and he said, yeah. He said, you don't get to pick your color. You have to wait months for it to come in. Okay, the reservoir waterline meeting is coming up on January 25th.
Wow. Wonderful. Have it with the weather.
Yeah, and they end up getting postponed.
Yeah. I just heard a rumor that they're talking about there's some talk about they were going to put it maybe at Corduroy and Wind Road northeast corner.
In Oregon?
Yeah, in Oregon.
I've heard that too. Okay. All right. The Eastern Maumee Bay Chamber of Commerce Save the Community's Address is Friday, January 27th.
Yep, I'm going to be covering that.
Very good.
Chief, thank you for your report. I did get that off my desk.
Okay.
Kevin, I guess I'll get yours tomorrow, hopefully.
Mine's in snail mail.
Okay. Well, I need it, so I got to type it up. So I look professional when I go in there.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you'll do all right, though. It'll work.
Okay. And then the Ohio Township Association Winter Conference is it's supposed to start tomorrow afternoon in Columbus and run through Friday. I guess we're all waiting to see what happens with travel arrangements. The winter storm that's coming in. We did, just before this meeting, I did get some information from the county, and I did push that out on our Jerusalem Township Government Facebook page. We don't know what levels they'll end up assigning, but they are expecting a considerable amount of snow tomorrow. All right, any other issues before we go to public participation? Okay, all right. Is there any public participation tonight?
I'll start. Maggie Adeller, A-D-E-L-E-R. I'm wondering if there's any update in regards to the property maintenance code of when we're going to have our special meeting.
No, that has not yet been scheduled.
Legal's still looking at it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still working on the informational session before we schedule something with the township residents.
Will there be any apology to the residents in regards to the misinformation in regards to Dave Bullis's help out in the property maintenance code?
Dave Bullis did indicate that we may want to look at the property maintenance code.
But you're not going to retract that. You guys all told us he's been involved with it, and he said he wasn't.
Dave Bullis did suggest that we may want to look at the property maintenance code. The zoning commission had been working on that for over 6 months.
That's not really an answer, but I guess I'll just settle with it.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Okay, any other public participation?
Who is the legal representation?
Sandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Sandra Bissett.
Dana Bolin, B-O-L-L-I-N.
Dana Bolin.
First of all, I did go out and buy a little journal in the hopes that people who attend the meetings would be willing to sign in. Going to pass it off to somebody, one of the trustees perhaps would be willing to hang on to it. So we have something that we can record who attends the meetings. So it's going around somewhere.
That's right.
But it's that. So if anybody wants to sign in, it's not going to be used for anything other than we kind of know that we had a nice crowd. My first question, it pertains to the 2023 organizational meeting that we that you folks had on December 29th. And as under the zoning inspector department, the trustees said that they should like to have a monthly report on listings, including properties in violation and properties recommended for acquisition and demolition.
Yes, ma'am.
But since there wasn't a zoning meeting this month, I thought that perhaps that list would be presented tonight. Is there no report from the zoning inspector on, because she said she only had two items, the total number of permits for 2022 and a list of accomplishments for 2022.
Didn't we have a zoning report at the last meeting?
Yeah.
Yes, there was a zoning report at the last meeting, first meeting of the
okay,
January.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you.
And then my last question, I got this off the website from Ohio Freedom of Information Act, also known as Sunshine Law, named thus to shine light on arbitrary rules that may be detrimental if known to the general public. And I'm just going to make a third request in person tonight for a job description of the zoning inspector, including the amount of time spent for each responsibility and duty that's listed in that job description. This is my third request.
The Ohio Open Records Act does not require that a document be created if it does not exist, and there is no document that apportions the percentage of time spent by task that does not exist.
Does that also mean that there's no document that lists the job descriptions of our zoning?
I did direct you to the zoning page.
You did.
And there, in the zoning regulations, there are zoning inspector tasks that are mentioned, functions.
That is incorrect. It all says zoning board. There is nothing specific on that page that lists the duties of the inspector. Now,
there
I could be wrong, but I'll be happy to print it off and print it.
There is not a specific job description in that document.
So is it not?
But
does it not exist?
But it does talk about some of the roles of the zoning inspector.
So are you saying that there is no job description specific to the zoning inspector of Jerusalem Township?
I'm not aware of a formal job
description.
There's
a chapter in the zoning resolution that states the responsibilities.
And that's what I was referring to. Yeah, the responsibilities are addressed in that zoning resolution.
So kick it back to me to figure out where to find it and what they are. Do we have a chapter, page number? There's 127 pages in the resolution. Anybody know where it's at?
No, off the top of my head. Do you?
No, that's why I'm here asking you, sir, because you're the trustee and I'm just a guest. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Scott Henniger.
Yes, sir.
Yondota Road. You said that David Golis had you guys recommended that it be further looked into about the ordinance just a second ago here?
I believe Dave Golis did indicate that we may want to take a look at the property maintenance code because there is an international standard for that.
Because it says, I am the chief building officer for Lucas County and I have no input on this ordinance.
He's talking about on our specific, what our zoning commission wrote. He did recommend that we may want to take a look at the International Property Maintenance Code standard.
So he does have input on it. That's it.
That was his input.
That's his input, right?
Was
right.
Just that we take a look.
Right. And I'm just asking.
Right.
Yeah.
So that he does have a little bit of input.
Correct.
Thank you.
Sure. Sandy.
Sandy Nissen. Who is the legal representation for the township in this matter?
What matter are
you
referring to?
The
informational meeting, property code.
The property maintenance codes. You're having legal representation look at it?
Correct.
Who is that legal representation?
Jeff Stopar.
Jeff Stopar, correct.
Pardon me?
Jeff Stopar.
How do you spell that?
S-T-O-P-A-R.
And where's he from? Or located?
He's local.
Is this a privately hired attorney?
Yes.
When did you hire this attorney?
We began using Mr. Stopar first or second quarter of 22.
And he wasn't hired specifically for this. He's just an attorney on retainer for the township.
He specializes in township issues. Mm-hmm. And our default attorney is the county prosecutor. And if we get into issues that are specialized to townships, we can tap into Mr. Stopar for those.
So you went straight to him with this instead of going to the county, who does it for free?
We are working with Mr. Stopar because he has worked on this topic.
Do you not have to have a motion or something to go to this attorney, or is he just on retainer?
He is on retainer.
Yeah, we had a motion.
We had a motion.
To spend up to, I think it was $5,000 for the year.
For any subject whatsoever?
Yeah. But again, specializing in township.
Basically, it was for the zoning, because that's his forte.
And you felt it necessary to hire a private attorney versus going to the prosecutor?
Yes, we did. Any other comments? Thank you for your comments.
I have a comment. Monty Hart, 353 East Avenue. Are you guys familiar with the township handbook at all? Any of the members on the board?
Somewhat.
The township handbook?
What about it?
Are you guys familiar with it? So there's been questions about the secretary, as far as the zoning secretary. So it says in there that, no disrespect to you, Joe, I appreciate what you do, but it says the township physical officer may be appointed secretary of the township zoning commission, secretary of the township board of zoning appeals, and the zoning inspector. Furthermore, the township physical officer may receive compensation for such services, in addition to other compensations allowed by law. Have you guys take that in consideration? Instead of having someone do it, or see if Joe would be interested in doing it, since it's in there?
The one thing I will say, the previous fiscal officer never did that, any of them boards. That was Don Murray. He never attended any of those boards and did any of that work, so.
And the lady before didn't do it either.
And that was, yeah, that was before.
I understand before, but it's,
yeah,
I'm just.
It's been an issue, and this could solve it.
And it, granted, it's six, what'd you guys decide, it was 6 hours a week?
Yeah. Any other public comments tonight?
So is that a no?
As far as what? We'll take your comment under advisement.
Okay.
Take your comment. Yes, ma'am.
Sandy Newsom.
Need more to do.
Are the trustees the governing board for the zoning board, the zoning commission?
Yes, the zoning commission resides under the trustees, correct.
And so you give them guidance as to how they're to structure their board?
Zoning resolution.
Their zoning resolution must be approved by the trustees.
Yes.
Are you asking if we tell them how to do their job? No.
No. I'm asking you if you give them guidance as to how to structure their board.
The board structure is determined in the annual organizing meeting. I believe it consists of five members with two alternates. And yes, the trustees approve the appointment of those individuals at the beginning of each year. Does that answer your question?
Kind of. But you don't guide them as to how to conduct their meeting, whether they should have a chairman, a vice chair, a secretary, or are they running under Robert's Rules of Order like you guys do, or how do you instruct them to proceed with their meetings?
We don't get involved in a tremendous amount of detail as to how every committee works.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a certain amount of latitude that belongs to each board.
So there's no member of the zoning commission that comes to this meeting to make a report on what the commission has done?
When the zoning commission proposes something, that must be brought to the trustees for approval.
By whom?
By representative of the zoning commission. Whether that's a member of that board, the chair of that board, or if the zoning inspector brings the information for them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments?
I have another question, but it's probably for Joel.
Okay, go ahead.
So far in the beginning of this year, we're into January. Have we spent any of that $5,000 that was appropriated for the attorney on the attorney?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't signed any checks.
I haven't seen an invoice. No. Last year, for sure.
It would be on this payment listing.
Yeah, we only had two payment listings, and I don't remember seeing his.
I've got the other firms.
Yeah, it's like an acronym, right? It's three letters or something. I don't remember. I can give you the name later if
you
would like.
All right. Any other public comments?
Do you not have one? No? Okay.
Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
Second that.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned 7:48.